Hello, this is Michael. Thank you so very much for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, be sure to get my email address from there on top of the page. You can contact me for prayer requests or for any other reasons. Thanks again for listening today, and as we always do, it would be a great joy and a great honor to pray for you as I do every day. My Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for all who hear these words. Father, I pray for them and everyone they love and all the things they care about in every situation of their lives. I ask that their lives would be heaven on earth and nothing less. Father, I thank you that nothing is hard for you. I ask you to fill their lives full of joy and prosperity and health and all good things at all times. And these things I ask through Christ my Lord. Amen. The message today is called The Books Within You. We begin in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And then Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. For this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, declares the Lord, I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they will not teach each one his fellow citizen and each one his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they will all know me, from the least to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful toward their wrongdoings, and their sins I will no longer remember. As I was praying today, these verses came to mind, and I looked them up and began to think about them. And Father spoke to me and asked me to listen and write and publish his words for all to hear. Here are his words. He said, My children, do you know that the greatest books ever written are written inside you? I gave you the Holy Scriptures as a guide, but you were born to live by an indwelling presence of the Spirit, and not just by the book I wrote to others. Yes, it is wonderful to read of what I have done and what I have promised to do. But if that is all you read, then you're missing out on the specific instructions that were written to you from within you. Which is better, to read the note your true love left you years ago, or to lie down in the arms of your true love as they profess their love for you and talk about all the plans they have that include you in everything? My loved ones, our beloved Paul even went on to say that you are the epistles. You are the living scriptures. These things you will never know unless you take time to look inside your own heart and see what I'm writing to you. Your heart is my tablet, not made of hard stone, but made of living spirit. I wrote my love laws in your hearts and on your minds, and the power of the living spirit brings those things to life. My loved ones, you are my temple. I live in you, and if you go anywhere to learn but inside, then you're not getting direct revelation of what is written in you. Yes, you can listen to others, but others can only remind you of what is already written within you. Do you remember when my son asked his disciples, Who do men say that I am? Peter said, You are the Christ, Son of the living God. My beloved one told him that he got that revelation in his heart from me. He went on to say that on this rock I will build my church. He wasn't referring to Peter, but the fact that revelation comes from me and is deposited inside your heart. The church is built on direct revelation. Just as the revelation of Christ was given to John, this is how the church is built, and it is one revelation at a time opening up within you. Remember that revelation is just revealing what is already true. It has always been true, you just didn't remember it until it was revealed unto you, which means it was unveiled within you. It was already there, but it was covered. My loved ones, all the answers you need are already within you. All that you need for life and godliness was already given to you and placed within you. Out of your own heart flow the issues of life. The river of living water that waters the world around you flows from within you. This is how life is supposed to be lived. Not outside in, but inside out. Not by reading a book and hoping you find clues, but opening the book within you and reading your own scroll and letting me unseal all the books that are sealed within you. My beloved ones, there is a secret place within you that only a few people have found, and even those who have found it don't spend much time there, and this place is my classroom. It is where I take the book that I wrote within you and open it up and teach you the things you need to know now, and things you need to know for eternity. While you're here, I will give you understanding of all the scriptures as they were written in their original meaning, before men who want to control you changed the words and made me seem hostile towards you. All I need is for you to be willing to spend time with me in this place and let me teach you. It is also a place of refreshment and rest. Do you remember that my son told you, I am the door to the sheep, and you can come in and out and find pasture? You must understand that this place is a place of love without judgment. I welcome you in through the doorway of love because within my eyes, you are perfect, and all you lack is the understanding of how perfect you are and how much you are loved. I know many of you say you have tried this, but you didn't get any understanding, and some of you fell asleep. But don't give up. Remember, this is a place of rest. And sometimes, when you come, I see your weariness, and I'm the one who gives you the sleep. Like a loving father holding his child, trying to teach him, but he sees the child is sleepy. So instead of shaking him awake, he rocks him gently in his arms and rejoices over the child who is sleeping in his arms. If you come to this place and find you are too tired to pay attention, then rest in this place, and I will teach you with dreams while you are sleeping. All I need is your willingness to spend time with me, away from the cares of the world. My loved ones, we truly are one spirit. We are connected in inseparable ways that you do not understand yet. You lack nothing because all I am is within you. There's nothing you could ever need that is not already within you. You just need to stop trying to make things happen and come in and let things unfold to you. You can only change the outside by coming inside and getting the understanding of who you are. If you need healing, it is because you don't have the revelation of how healthy you already are. If you need wealth, it is because you don't have the revelation of the unlimited riches that are within you. If you need joy, then you come inside and draw joy out of the well of salvation that eternally springs from within you. My loved ones, some of you are not ready to hear this, and some of you will totally reject it. Written inside you are not just the laws that pertain to your natural life on earth, but also the laws that govern the life of your eternal spirit and how to live where you truly are, in the heavenly realm. There's a place in the secret place where you come to worship. My son said, I long for you to worship me in spirit and in truth. This means within your own heart. You worship spirit to spirit in the truth that you are loved and you are perfect already. As you come into this place, you will rejoice with those who are here, including saints of old and loved ones who you think have passed on, but all are still one with me. Once you understand your connection to the one spirit, then you realize your connection to everyone who is connected to that one spirit. There is one church in heaven and earth, not one on earth and one in heaven, and all of you are members of the one. You would understand it as a network. You are all logged into me and to each other. My son knew what others were thinking because he understood that he was connected to them. John said he saw multitudes from every nation and tribe and tongue before the throne in worship. His spirit eyes were open, and he saw what truly is in the unlimited realm. Our beloved Paul told the Corinthians when they were assembled together, he would be with them in spirit. it's time to shake off what you think are natural limitations and learn to see in the heavenly realm just as you do in the physical realm. You already have all you need to do this. You would call this beyond imagination, but those who understand call it assembling yourselves together. In this place, you can worship with the family that you think are gone, and with the prophets of old, and the apostles, and everyone who's awakened to being one. This is what I truly wanted in worship. Not some people worshiping on this mountain, and some on another mountain, but all of my children together in one place, as we pour out love and praise upon each other. You sing praises to me, and I rejoice over you with singing, and we dance the eternal dance of love in great joy and in laughter. Isn't this much better than three fast songs, three slow songs, and a 20-minute message about how awful you are? No, this is real church, and it's happening within you. How to enjoy all these things is already written in the book within you. So, my loved ones, there's a whole universe awaiting inside for you to explore, and all you have to do is tune out the outside world and tune in to the inside spirit. There are wonders you've never imagined and realms you have never explored right inside you. My kingdom is within you, and you are my heaven. So come inside and see what I've written in the books within. Just as with John, so it is with you. There is a door open in heaven, and the books are open, and the scrolls are unsealed, just waiting for you to enjoy. Come on in. We are waiting for you. These are the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I do love you each and every one, and I pray for you daily, and I'll see you soon.